Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Fire has been in the news recently, and none of that news has been good. Gatlinburg, Tennessee, Oakland, California, and even here in Maryland. A spate of home fires in our state has claimed the lives of at least 8 people in recent weeks. Today we're going to talk about what caused those fires, what we can do to prevent home fires, and what to do if a fire does strike. Deputy State Fire Marshal Bruce Bouch is here with me in the studio. Welcome to On the Record.
Thank you for inviting me. I very much appreciate this opportunity.
Most of the recent fires in Maryland were in Baltimore City. Is there a common thread?
A lot of it is just the basic fire safety issues. We've had extension cord under a rug, kitchen fire. We've had children playing with matches. All the basic safety concerns that we've addressed year after year. And apparently we need to do a better job about getting these messages out to everyone.
Extension cord under a rug.
Yes, an extension cord under a rug actually caused the fire as a result of it overheating. You should never run an extension cord under an area, especially when you're going to walk in that area, because a extension cord is made with braided wire, and it can break internally over time. What occurs is resistance, and it'll build up such an amount of heat that it will actually cause anything combustible around it to catch on fire.
So that same extension cord might have functioned just fine on top of the rug.
Yes.
Unattended cooking.
Yes. Unattended cooking is the leading cause for home fires nationwide every year. And that's the result of, say, you have a pan of oil on the stove, and then you walk away, be it a cell phone call, answer the door. Anytime you have to walk away from the kitchen, you should turn it off, because the problem is it will continue to heat to the point where it can actually self-ignite. And then you walk back to the kitchen and you have a tragedy going on because now you have an open, uncontrolled fire.
And is it mostly the stovetop as opposed to the oven?
Yes, mostly the stovetop, because as a result of a fire in the oven, the main thing is keep the door closed and turn it off.
So if there is a fire on top of the stove, what should you do?
Your best alternative, as long as it's still small, use a lid. Sometimes you have that pan that doesn't have a lid. Use a cookie sheet and cover it. You can use it as a shield to protect you from the heat. Place it on the pan, then turn it off. Don't move it right away. You want to allow it time to cool down. Sometimes people get the idea that they should use baking soda. Well, if you go and grab the one out of the refrigerator that comes out in a big lump, it could actually go into that grease and then spread that fire all over the stove, and then you have a much larger problem. Your best alternative is to use a lid or a cookie sheet, and you eliminate the oxygen feeding the fire.
Smother it.
Yes.
And you mentioned that some of the deaths in Baltimore recently were caused by kids playing with matches. How common is that?
It's a little too common. One of the problems is children think fire is safe, because their first birthday, the first thing we do is we put candles on a cake and light it. They grow up thinking that fire is something that's safe, it's controllable. All they have to do is blow it out. As they get older, they become curious because they've seen the lighter in use. They've seen the matches in use. That's why we always profess, keep them up and out of the way in a locked cabinet, because curious hands will very easily catch something on fire. And then suddenly they're not able to control that small fire because they've just let their bedroom on fire.
I read in a publication by an insurance group that from the time a fire starts in a home until the home is fully engulfed is usually less than 2 minutes. Is that possible?
A room often becomes fully engulfed in flames in 3 minutes or less. And 20 years ago, it wasn't like that. We had all solid wood furnishings. We had natural fiber products such as cotton and wool. Now, most of the items that we put in our home are petroleum-based. We have our particle board furnishings. The upholstered material isn't a top-notch material. The laptops, the televisions, everything we surround ourselves is plastic now. Once it begins to catch on fire, it has a higher heat release rate, a higher toxicity rate, effectively giving us less time to escape what's known as the effects of fire.
So What are the implications of that for somebody who realizes there's a fire in their home, if it's going to move that fast? Does it ever make sense to try to put it out yourself? We just talked about putting out a fire in a stove.
If it's small and is able to be easily contained, yes. A lid, a portable extinguisher, when it's small. But if it's larger, your best and safest bet is to evacuate and close the doors as you're leaving. Just like that lid on that frying pan, if you stop the oxygen flowing into that space, it'll allow it to contain the fire to that room, get everybody out of the house, go to your meeting place, and call 911 at that time. Have your head count. That way, when the fire department gets there, everyone's accounted for. That takes a big stress right off the fire department immediately. They can focus at the problem at hand, not concerned with having to search for somebody.
That's Deputy State Fire Marshal Bruce Bouch here on the record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about what led to the recent spate of fires in Maryland and what residents can do to prevent home fires. How does this year's rate of fires compare to previous in terms of fatal fires?
Well, it's funny that you asked that. We just found out on Friday that an incident occurred in Frederick County with a victim that succumbed to burn and smoke inhalation injuries, smoking while on oxygen. And so that brought us one more over our total fatal fires last year, which was 62. On Friday, we had 63.
And this was someone who was smoking a cigarette while they were using medical oxygen?
Yes. You have to understand, anytime you have a flame in an oxygen-rich environment, the potential of combustion is enhanced very greatly. If you do choose to smoke and you're on oxygen, you want to go outside, wait at least 10 minutes because you want 100% oxygen that's in your hair and on your clothing to dissipate. It's a little bit safer to smoke then. Of course, the best bet is to quit altogether.
We're in the middle of the holiday season, or just sort of at the beginning of it. What particular fire hazards do you worry about?
We definitely worry about lighting from the frayed wiring. You want to make sure that that lighting that you've been using since, you know, your parents used it when you were a kid, the plastic insulator that was around that wire tends to become brittle and will actually fall away, exposing the wires. If there's any type of arcing, then you have the potential for a fire hazard. Sometimes it's better to just go ahead and throw away and get new. Technology changes as well. If you see, we have a lot of LED lighting. It uses less energy and actually saves you electricity when you use it versus the old style incandescent bulbs. And when it comes to holidays, we overload the circuits. We put way too much stuff into that one little two outlet circuit. And you need to spread it around a little bit.
What is the most common mistake people make when it comes to fire safety?
Thinking it can't happen to them. Fire is everyone's fight. Fire and life safety prevention is all of our responsibilities. It's not just the fire department down the street.
Who is at greatest risk in a home fire?
What we find is your young children and the elderly, as well as anyone that has medical conditions. Maybe they are tied into a wheelchair permanently.
Are there particular measures people can take to protect the folks who are most vulnerable in their household?
Well, you want to make sure that they have, obviously, working smoke alarms. If you have the option, live in a structure that has residential fire sprinkler protection.
Do you find that most homes now do have a working smoke detector?
I think most homes do, but many do not, for various different reasons. Because of the battery was removed, because of what they may have been doing at the time, whether they're smoking or they're doing other things that causes the smoke alarm to go off, or low battery alarm was going off, so they disabled the smoke alarm with the intent of getting around to putting a new battery in. Many times we found that smoke alarm in a drawer where they left it.
What is the biggest danger in a home fire? I mean, is it smoke inhalation?
The biggest risk is smoke and carbon monoxide and the toxic gases that are created when a fire burns. We had a gentleman down on the Eastern Shore located a fire in his basement. It was too large for him to control. So he goes upstairs, gets his wife, gets her safely outside, but wanted to get some personal items. So he re-entered the home, which we always say never to do, goes up to the second floor, and that's where the firefighters located him. He had the personal items in his arms at the top of the stairs. Firefighters' arrival, they were actually able to extinguish the fire and contain it to the basement. Had he remained outside, he would still be at his wife's side today.
Such a sad situation. Many of us learned the phrase, stop, drop, and roll when we were young. Is that still sound advice?
Yes, absolutely. Only if you, yourself, are involved in flames.
Oh, okay. So what is the message if you see a fire in your house?
It's get low and go. Close the doors behind you. Call 911 from outside.
I really appreciate you walking us through all this. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Bruce Bouch is Maryland's Deputy State Fire Marshal. At the On the Record page at WYPR.org, we've got links to some more information about how to address fires and how to prevent fires in your home. This is On the Record. I'm Sheila Cass. Quick break now. Stay with us.